Lil Nas X in the news again for blasphemy. I'll be honest, I didn't even want to touch the story. I wasn't watching people's videos on it. But then I see that he's apologized to Christians. I watched the apology video and I want to discuss it. You haven't watched it yet, have you? Mm-mm. This is going to be like your fresh first take.
Correct.
Beth Moore in the news once again with some anti-Trump voter rhetoric. But is she right? We're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it. Bum, bum, bum. Welcome to... I was about to say welcome to 24 Hours with... Wrong. Had that on the brain for a while. Welcome to P&M After Dark. Episode... Do you remember?
13,
I think. I have it in the thumbnail. Welcome, everybody. Great to see you guys. Morgan, Lil Nas X. How do you feel about the man?
He makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, yeah. Someone has decided not to mix words.
I mean...
Why is that?
Because I feel so sad for him. And just how blatantly blasphemous and sexually immoral and sad he is. And how many young people follow him and like worship him.
One thing that I don't think...
Sad.
I don't think... I'm not sure. I can't remember off the top of my head. But I'm going to play... He made this apology video. It's about 5 minutes long. We're going to play about 3 minutes of it. I can't remember if this part was in it, but he said... And to my Christian fans. And I'm just thinking, you got Christian fans?
That's the tragedy, is there are people out there. I know people who follow me, who like I know personally, also follow him and like his stuff. And I'm just like...
What are we missing there?
Sickened by it.
What are we missing?
I'm just like, why are people just so dumb?
Welcome to P&M After Dark.
I'm just over it. We are so dumb. Like, we think that it's an appropriate relationship to have as a believer, as someone who believes in the God of the Bible, the Holy God, creator of the universe, to have a relationship with Lil Nas X in any way, shape, or form. Like, we think that that's appropriate.
Well,
so dumb.
A relationship, you can have a relationship with a heinous, blasphemous individual and still, I feel like there can be a relationship. You're talking about like him as a performer, supporting or enjoying his music.
Yes, supporting his stuff.
Okay, so what has happened here? I could have in the thumbnail put a picture of Lil Nas that may have gotten more clicks, where he literally put himself up on a cross in his new music video.
Yeah,
with
we're sure as heck aren't using that photo.
With the crown of thorns, or another photo disgusting of him on the cross, or a photo of him taking the sacraments. All very blasphemous. I purposefully stayed away from it. I used a photo of him in his apology. You guys kind of get the idea if you haven't seen the stuff. He's at it again with his blasphemy. Made a music video called Christ.
No, called Jay Christ.
Music video, his song. It was his new release. Yeah. Another song, like I said, where he's just like taking the sacraments, the body and the blood, the bread and the wine, and he's just taking like a whole bunch of them up on a cross and so forth. So again, I'm seeing this stuff transpire, and I'm like, he's not only a lost individual, but he's wanting to shove the middle finger to Christians. And I just kind of left it alone. I'm not going to watch the music video. I don't really care to even watch videos responding to it. But then this apology happens. Morgan, you can go ahead and pull the apology up. Again, this is about 3 minutes of his apology. Wow. You guys be thinking what you make of it.
So first of all, when I did the artwork, I knew like there would be some upset people or whatnot, simply because, you know, religion is a very sensitive topic for a lot of people. But I also didn't mean to like mock. This wasn't like a you to you people, to the Christians, like, you know, it was not that. It was literally me saying, oh, I'm back like Jesus. Like, that was like the whole thing. I'm not the first person to dress up as Jesus. I'm not the first rapper. I'm not the first artist, and I won't be the last. And I know, like, given my history with, you know, the Call Me By Your Name video, anything that I do related to religion can be seen as like mockery. That just was not the case with this. And I will say, though, with the communion video, with me eating the crackers and juice, I thought that video was going to be the video to lighten the mood, to take it down like less serious or whatnot. I thought that was something that we all wanted to do as kids or whatnot, but I didn't understand the idea of, you know, the reality of what it is. You know, it's me eating the communion, which is like the symbolism of like Jesus's blood and bones or something like that. I don't remember completely, but I did not mean it to as like a cannibalism thing or whatever the freak. But I do apologize for that. I will say I am sorry for that. That was overboard. Though I don't agree with all of Christianity's rules or whatnot. I know not everybody follows Christianity by the book 100%, or, you know, the world would be a lot crazier. But I do apologize for that. What was I going to say? This is not like to try to get everybody on my good side or whatnot. This is more so to clear my own head about my own decisions. I know, like, you know, I messed up like really bad this time. And I can act unbothered all I want, but it's definitely like taking a mental toll on me. What else do I want to say? I know this is not going to be like an immediate, like swift, everybody like moves forward or whatnot, but I do want my Christian fans to know that I am not against you. I was put on this earth to, you know, bring people closer together and promote love, and like that's who I am. I'm not like some evil demon guy trying to destroy everybody's values and stuff like that. That's not me.
All right, chat. What do we think? I got some thoughts. Morgan, would you like to speak first?
Well, the fact that you said earlier...
Hold on. No, don't say what I said.
What you said.
I will say it now.
I'm
seeing already in the live chat, people are not really impressed. I have a thought that I want to share. Should I go ahead and share it, Morgan? You already spoke first, and you really...
Go ahead.
I'm assuming your opinion has not changed.
No.
Guys, when I watched that video, you guys, you know what? I'm just being real. Like, I felt like there was some genuineness to that.
I literally don't know how you saw that, because I don't see it nowhere on his little pacing back and forth shower cap.
So are you suggesting that it was, what are you suggesting? That it was just a total fabrication? What?
I think that he's just so lost. Such a goofball.
You think he was just making all that stuff up?
I think maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if he was making that all up. I just...
He even admitted, he said, based off of kind of my track record...
Don't act like you don't know what communion is, Montero, Lil Nas X. You know. Don't act like you know it's the bones of Jesus. No, that's not it. Like, there are so many people who are behind a music video and the research of a music video and the coming up with the storyline and the sentiments. Like, don't tell me not a single person on your team came up to you and was like, oh, we're going to get you just eating a ton of bread and juice, shoving it in your gullet, and just that is going to be hilarious. It's the blood and body of Jesus. Hey, oh my goodness,
I
so funny.
That Lil Nas is the ultimate troll. He's the ultimate troll, and he's chosen to make this one of the main focal sources of his trolling Christianity, not just religion, because there are plenty of religions that he could troll.
Yeah, I'd love to see him do this to Allah or Muhammad. That'd be very interesting.
Plenty of religions, and he's chosen Christianity. Nevertheless, when I watch that video, I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm seeing some genuineness here. I'm feeling like he is reflecting on it, and he's thinking to himself, you know what? I went a little too far there. Doesn't mean he's repentative, even though he did say sorry. Doesn't mean that he's repented before God. Definitely doesn't mean that he's a Christian now, walking with the Lord. No. But, you know, I guess perhaps I just choose to believe the best, and perhaps it's to a fault. I will say this disappointed me. And he said a few interesting things there. He kind of said towards the end of that, you know, I know that there are people that don't follow kind
of like... There are plenty of Christians that don't follow Christianity, right? Like, exactly by the book. You got that right.
And that...
That's true.
And we're, you know, we're over here like, we're trying to follow Christianity, you know, walk in all God's ways, obey God fully. So, you know, I don't know totally the experiences he's had, but something that did disappoint me was when I was looking for... this video to use in our video, mm-hmm. I just typed in like Lil Nas X apology, and I see, I don't have a screenshot of it, but I see Lil Nas X apologizes for Satan shoe. If you guys remember that, we actually made a video on it 2.5 years ago or so. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that it was Lil Nas X that actually posted the video. You guys can see the thumbnail. I don't even want to like show this. Well, it's him literally, and there's like a crying emoji, and he's holding the shoe. And so I click on it because I'm like, has he already apologized in the past for his antics? And he starts out the video and is like, guys, I just want to say, and then it jumps over to a very just inappropriate part of his music video, Call Me By Your Name, or whatever that was. So could he be, this be completely insincere and just more of his horribleness, his antics? Perhaps, but all that said, I still feel like there was some genuineness there.
Oh, gullible, naive, kind, innocent Polly. I'm not falling for it. I just, sorry, not sorry.
At the end of the day, we are going to see if he's being genuine.
Yeah, I mean, in all reality, it doesn't really matter because he'll have to stand before the judgment of God. And that's terrifying. And that's why my stomach is sick when I think about him because, yeah.
I was going to say, he can show us his genuineness by the way he progresses as an artist.
Well, and that was interesting because I got on his Instagram right before we went live because I wanted to see, like, what he's posted since.
Yeah.
Posting his apology or whatever,
and
nothing good, y'all. Nothing. He's just continuing to promote his new song and stuff, and I'm just like, okay, it's all part of the plan. This was all an act. He was just, I mean, what does an apology do for a celebrity? Get you more PR. It pushes you out to more people. We're sitting here talking about it. He has done exactly what he wanted to do with this little apology.
Well, Morgan, just for the record, I'm looking through the chat.
And everyone's agreeing with me.
And it seems like the Archon's agreeing with you. Looks like Alicia is agreeing with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. 1 Corinthians is agreeing with you. Yeah. Guys,
I'm just over it. There's just no, who is making a mockery of Muslims and their religion? Who is,
you said that.
Yeah.
We get it.
It's just wild to me that Christianity can be mocked as intensely as it is mocked. He's right. He's not the first person to dress up and pretend to be Jesus and mock Jesus. He's not the first person to get up on a cross and act like he's being hung on a cross like Jesus died. Like, he's not. And that's really, really sad. But he's taking it to a whole nother level, in my personal opinion.
He has done many blasphemous, perverse things. But I guess my heart is that you can come back, bro. You can come back, and sometimes coming back is in small steps.
I don't know if I would call his apology video literally a step at all, but you can come back. Jesus died for you, and he died for me. He died for the most sinful and the least sinful. Yes.
And we would love to see Lil Nas X come to full repentance and faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right. The Archon with the first super chat of the stream. Earlier on, he said, "So with Morgan here, preach." That was when you were expressing your early sentiments of Lil Nas.
Thank you,
the Archon, for your super chat. Brother, Crash Mondo in the house. What's up, Crash? Woo, good to see you with super chat. Excuse me. We ate. Was that Mediterranean we ate tonight?
Yes.
Or Indian?
The Mediterranean.
It had slightly Indian vibes.
Wow.
The rice was more Indian. It was a new Mediterranean place. Like, I guess it's Mediterranean. Crash Mondo says, "Did he say that if everyone followed Christianity, the world would be crazier?" He did say that. "Sir, I vehemently disagree. He is the Prince of Peace, not insanity." Crash Mondo in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen. Yeah, that's good.
Crash Mondo in the house. Morgan, I wanted to share something that just kind of go off script for a moment. I know we're going to get to this Beth Moore story. And really, just discuss Trump. I want to discuss Trump. Trumpelstiltskin.
Yay.
Actually, me, myself, and IK in the chat were having an interesting conversation about Trump. Before we do, though, you know, I wanted to share some faith encouragement with the group. Mm-hmm. I actually posted about this on Instagram last night because it was encouraging me. What a friend we have in Jesus. How many of you guys know that song?
What a friend we have in Jesus.
I encourage you guys. I'm just going to be this. I'm perhaps a little bit guilty. You guys know Morgan and I have already had our spiff live on air about me watching certain stuff with Luca, like Paw Patrol and SpongeBob. And you guys let me have it.
Thank you.
Maybe going a little overboard there. But I also like listening to the popular Disney songs with Luca, Lion King, Aladdin, and so forth. We recently switched to more of the, would you call them Christian nursery rhymes? No.
They're just Christian, like, children's songs.
And I highly recommend it because it's blessing myself. So I know it's teaching Luca good things as he gets older.
True.
So good job, Morgan.
Thank you.
Keep it up. I was thinking about this song as the day went on after singing it with Luca in the morning. Listen to these lyrics, you guys. I don't know if this was intended to be a kid song or not, but let this minister to you because it has ministered to me in a fairly crazy, hectic time of life. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. The second chunk here is what really hits me. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Isn't that the truth? And I don't know if I'm the only one here, but that convicts me. Because sometimes it takes me hours, half a day, a full day, when there's something on my heart that I struggle with and let myself become fearful and anxious over, and I don't take it immediately to the Lord. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. I'm literally forfeiting my peace.
Hmm.
Needless pain that I'm bearing because I did not take it to him. So I want to do better at that.
It's good. Amen. Me too.
If you guys agree in the chat, write amen.
And give this video a thumbs up.
Now, let me pop open. Morgan, tell us what you're drinking today.
Poppy, my favorite prebiotic soda. It's a prebiotic. Oh, yeah, I guess it's just prebiotic. And I'm drinking the watermelon flavor.
How's the watermelon flavor today?
Good. Good. Yes. boy. Sorry. Oh, that is good. People.
I'm sorry, Morgan. As much as I like poppy, and I do like it, it's tangy. The Olipop, to me, is a step ahead. Very good. Strawberry right. vanilla. Strawberry vanilla Olipop, ladies and gentlemen. Have you had them? Write it in the chat.
Strawberry vanilla is the best flavor. Although that watermelon lime that I had once was really good, too.
Just stay away from banana cream, am I right?
Actually, I kind of liked that one.
Well, you're the only one.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Guys, real quick.
Yes.
We have been working long, intense hours, mainly me, but Morgan jumped in.
Working our butt self.
To get you all a very good product. Our first episode of 24 Hours with a product that we believe in, that we're getting behind, that we feel like will be impactful, and just that's a good piece of art.
Yes.
It is going to be released.
A purposeful piece of art.
A purposeful piece of art. It will be released, the new episode, next week.
So Paul thinks.
Next week.
Pray that it will be released next week, everyone.
Oh, well, hear me out. You'll hear what I'm about to say. 24 tier patrons that support. We love all our patrons. We're incredibly grateful. But those who are able to support this project and get all the perks that come with being a 24 tier patron.
$24 tier.
Early access watch party for episode one, Isaiah Saldivar, and trust us, it's a good one.
It is.
This Sunday night. Letting you guys know now, we'll announce it on Patreon this Sunday night. Anyone that's in the 24 tier, and by the way, we are up to 14. Praise the Lord. 14 $24 patrons supporting this project, believing in it. One of the perks this Sunday night. Early access watch party. Get ready. And it's also an extended edition of episode one, Isaiah Saldivar.
Yeah, you're going to get lots of extra content.
It's going to be, I'm really excited to watch that. And then I'm pumped to release it to the rest of y'all next week. Next week, we're making the final touches on it as we speak. All right. If you guys want to become a patron and support what we're doing here, patreon.com/Paul and Morgan Show. The link is below. Support at any tier. Huge blessing. Hugely helpful. Or if you're really invested in this project that we're launching, 24 tier. 24 tier for 24 hours with. Morgan. Beth Moore. I have up on the screen... the first chunk of the tweet, and I can read the rest of it. The first chunk of the tweet. How are you feeling about Beth? Morgan?
Yes.
Beth Moore gets a good amount of flack from people like us.
For good reason.
Does she deserve it? Does she deserve the flack that she gets?
Yes.
I mean, isn't she considered a very well-renowned Christian figure? What's going on here with Beth Moore? I don't know much about her other than just when I keep seeing the backlash that she receives.
Well, I do remember many, many years ago, my mom maybe did a couple of her Bible studies, but that was a long time ago.
Did she like them?
I think so. But, I mean, yeah, long time ago, things have changed, times have changed. Beth Moore has become more vocal about things.
Yeah, that can hurt somebody.
More vocal in the sense of revealing that she's not super conservative, but maybe.
I feel like she's like the opposite of John Cooper. John Cooper from Skillet.
Yeah, that's true.
This Christian rocker. And then he comes out and just like, in my opinion, really solid political takes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, he is bold. Like some people aren't going to love this. Beth Moore, I feel like, has kind of done the opposite, where she's come out and it's like, ooh, don't love these takes necessarily. A little verging on some woke stuff.
It's like, where do you stand, Beth, on baby deletion? Where do you stand, Beth, on
BLM?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on some of these hot button topics on a number of things?
Yeah.
Here's a tweet she made 2 days ago, maybe. She says, you want to read it, Morgan?
Sobered by last night and trying to practice what people call radical acceptance.
I'm assuming by last night she meant the Iowa caucuses, which we will discuss in a moment. Trump won overwhelmingly.
Not of a presidential candidate, because surprising things happen.
Keep going. There's a little bit of a weird worded first sentence.
Yeah, that was really weird. Just plainly sobered by the thought that with other individuals to choose from, masses of people still hail Trump. He's what they actually want in a leader. A bully. A verbally abusive, artfully and purposely divisive bully who has all but left the Republican Party unrecognizable. I don't know. I just can't understand it. Maybe I've got a mental block. But you who are staunch Republicans, why don't you care about your own party more than that? Forgive me. I don't want to be a repeat.
Oh, well, no. The forgive me. I don't want to be a repeat. That's just her going on. The tweet is longer than that. Yeah, no, it actually stops. I can read. I can continue to read more of her sentiments. But that first chunk, Morgan, I'm going to have it on my phone so I can see it. I'm sorry, these carbonated beverages get me. The thing that stands out to me there is when she says she's sobered by the thought that with other individuals to choose from, masses of people still hail Trump. He's what they actually want in a leader. And then she goes on to criticize Trump's attributes.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, like, what's hitting me really hard is that the masses... And she ends the tweet by saying, at the end of the day, in the beginning of November, our candidates are mirrors of ourselves. So when we look at Trump, is he a mirror of ourselves? Are we?
So when Beth looks at herself, is Biden a mirror of herself? Because if so, that's terrifying.
Well,
who'd she vote for? I'm guessing it wasn't Trump.
With other individuals to choose from, the masses still hail Trump. What's going on?
Why is that surprising to her is my first question. Like, we all knew that this was going to happen. Didn't we? Didn't we know that, like, DeSantis, Nikki, Vivek, they all gave a good run, but, like, it was kind of just for fun. Like, we all knew that Trump was going to get the vote.
Angel says Trump 2024.
I mean, he's just like, I don't know.
You know, one thing that I think, and I have no clue, you know, I guess Beth Moore kind of is hinting at, she's given us clues, I suppose, but without having her here on the couch to say exactly what she means, you know, I think one thing that she's missing is that there are very attractive things about Trump that, I mean, I look at the other candidates. Sure, I think that perhaps DeSantis was a more morally grounded man than Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Vivek was, I think he's Hindu.
Yeah.
But just as far as like a Christian standpoint, again, the question is, well, okay, but what I was going to say was there is attractive things about Trump. When I watch him up on the debate stage, he's actually comes across more real than DeSantis does or than most of the others do. He has appealing qualities. The unpolishedness is relatable to the common man. We've already seen how he does get stuff done. And sometimes these people that just seem more political, it's kind of like, can we trust that they're really going to get stuff done? Trump has got stuff done. Good stuff. Stuff that Christians can greatly appreciate. Why can she not, like, I just wish she would acknowledge some of that.
That's what Ali Beth Stuckey made a tweet response back to her, and I thought it was really good. And she was kind of like, Beth, like, can you not see, like, the good things that Trump has done? Because if you can't, like, I can't. There must be a mental block, like, for me. Like, I don't remember exactly how she said it, but, like, just kind of pushing on Beth of, and also, like, Beth, have you spoken out about our current presidential party? Like,
does anyone know, has Beth
pushed. I think Allie was like, no, you haven't.
That would be a great question. Because
what's going on there?
She's definitely vocal about her anti-Trumpness and her anti-Trump supporters now.
Yeah.
But have you spoken out about, you know, the evils?
The atrocities.
The atrocities, the evils of the other side. Yeah. The 4 years that we've, you know, had of the Biden administration and the, you know, the other Democrats.
Yeah.
And so, to your knowledge, there's not been much of that at all?
Supposedly not. None. So, that's just really concerning.
Do you stand up for the unborn, Beth? I don't know. Mm. Maybe she does.
Ellie Beth made it seem like she does not. But, I don't know.
Do you take a stand for, you know, biblical man and woman? And we saw the fall of Amy Grant, you know, hosting her gay niece's wedding. Where are you with that stuff, Beth? Are you standing on what the Bible says, or are you becoming woke? Yeah. Would you rather have a Democrat?
Have you fallen into the trap of becoming more empathetic than even Jesus Christ himself is? Have you fallen into the trap of going so empathetic you've gone woke and you've forgotten what is biblically right?
I think some Christians are just kind of reading between the lines at this point of, like, Trump has appealed to just a large amount of, people. I was going to say, like, just good old boy kind of farmers, hardworking people that aren't even necessarily strong Christians or Christians at all, but they love Trump. So kind of what you said, Trump was going to, unless something insane happened, Trump was going to be the nominee. And so Christians are just kind of like, all right, Trump, we're rooting for you because you're way better, in my opinion. And some of you guys would disagree, but you're way better than what the left is going to produce. Mm-hmm. You're better than another 4 years of Biden or Hillary or even people that I like a little bit better than them, like what's his name? I'm trying to think of like some
RFK.
Of the. Sure. Well, RFK, I mean, he's got some likable qualities, but I was going to say Andrew Yang.
Oh.
He hasn't done much recently. But anyway, yeah, those are some brief thoughts there.
Superman says a baby would be better than what we've got now. Yeah. Baby would be able to probably form more coherent sentences.
What do you guys think?
Burn!
Depends how old the baby is. Biden's,
I mean, Luca could probably form more coherent sentences than Biden can right now.
Don't say it. No, Biden still is more coherent than Luca.
Is he though?
Let's be real.
Is he? We'll put some gibberish of Luca up next to Biden, and I guarantee you, people will vote for Luca.
Let's see what you guys think on that. I was thinking that, you know, the Iowa caucus. Yeah, I don't even think there's a lot to say. Like, we expected it. It would have been crazy because I think it was that Trump was polling at like 50% of the votes. If I'm something like this, Trump 50%. Then it was DeSantis and what's her name? Nikki Haley were both around 20%. And then Vivek was lower. I mean, that's about what everyone expected.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
See what you guys got to say about this. We were all expecting it.
What a friend we have in Jesus. What? I don't know the next line. I need to keep listening to that song.
Yeah. Memorize. You'll memorize it soon enough if we keep playing it for little Luca, man.
Yeah.
Hannah W. says, I think I'd be a lot less bothered by her tweets against Trump if she was more clear on supporting the good policies he fights for, and if she was more open about her distaste of Biden's policies. I think Hannah W., that's perfect. Perfectly said.
Yes.
And that's sadly a lot of these Christians. Phil Vischer, the VeggieTales creator. Sorry to bust your, you know, the VeggieTales lovers, but I would put him in a very similar boat. And it's just like, okay, you're keep criticizing Donald Trump and his voters and all this, but are you being vocal about your distaste for the leftist the ungodly leftist policies? Because if you're not, I don't really want to hear you bash Trump.
Yeah, it's like, what's y'all's purpose in bashing Trump? Like Phil and Beth and whoever, so many, many, many others, but then not speaking out against Biden and his very evil administration. Like, what's y'all's purpose here? Are you trying to be more relatable to the other side? Are you trying to like let people be see I'm a reasonable Christian. I can see that Trump is just not good. Like, I don't get it. It just seems like you're trying to fit in, and it's weird to me.
I hear you, babe.
Like, speak out on Trump. No, he's not the greatest man out there, and he has done some really crappy things, and he might be a bully, like, whatever, but he has done very good things for this country. What has Biden done? Can you speak out against those things too? Ugh.
I was gonna say, for the record, she did get a little bit, like, in her tweets, the second half of the tweet that we didn't get to, she says, "Forgive me, I don't want to be a repeat performance of my 2016 self." I'm assuming she got like really vocal and just kind of,
yeah, she was super vocal.
And she says, I didn't like her, referring to herself, any more than you did. I intend to deal differently with this. I do not intend to get obsessed. So maybe it really, she had Trump derangement syndrome that went deep in 2016. I do not intend to lose more relationships. I don't intend to talk about this regularly. And then she goes on. So, you know, okay. It's good. It's good, I guess.
Okay.
Elizabeth says, I did not like Trump when he was first introduced as president at all because it was such a change from previous presidents. I was like, what type of president tweets? Times have changed. Times have changed.
That's hilarious. Didn't Obama tweet? Like, he definitely did. Josh, thank you for your super chat. Christians who vote pro baby deletion candidates. LOL.
You know, there's a guy that maybe we'll have, maybe we'll see if he wants to do a 24 hours with episode. He has a pretty big following, social media following, does a lot of Christian memes, and he commented on one of my things. I mean, literally, like, he's a Christian memer, if you will. And he commented on one and said, I voted for Biden over Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, I guess kind of what you were just describing there. Like, I'm the reasonable Christian or whatever. Yeah. I mean,
I'm the chill, funny, laid back Christian. I cuss sometimes and I drink.
Yeah. Well,
and drink and drink and drink.
There you go. Drink and drink and drink. Taylor Hens says, calm and nice is not what we need in a leader.
Exactly. I mean, you see where calm and nice has gotten us. We've been in a war since the moment he stepped into office. We weren't in any wars when Trump was in office, were we? No.
Definitely wasn't anything like we've seen in the last 4 years. Case Ann says, as a believer, I totally agree with you, Paul. Trump cared about the little guy, and it showed with gas prices, grocery prices, etc.
Yeah.
Zach Ingram says, obviously Trump was going to win. DeSantis may be the more Christian conservative candidate, but he just doesn't appeal to the room the same way or have the charisma Trump does. I heard a guy that's pretty big just online.
I agree with you, Octavia.
Oh, what did Octavia say? Continue. Well, is Patrick Bet-David. He has a lot of good takes. Check him out, Patrick Bet-David. But they were talking about it earlier on when DeSantis had just entered the race, and it was like, does DeSantis have a chance? And I do like DeSantis, and I think he could have a good future. But it was just this concept of, if you're in a crowded room and DeSantis walks in and kind of walks up to the group, it's like, okay, you know, another guy. But when Trump walks in, he just commands. It's like, whoa, like Donald Trump. There's something about him that just like you gravitate towards. Again, I'm not excusing much of what he does. I was ticked off when I saw him go after Vivek Ramaswamy, who's been like a huge advocate for him, and he does that countlessly.
Went after DeSantis. That was so lame.
It's plenty of things he does are lame, but a lot of stuff he does well. There's a lot to appreciate about him. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's my thoughts. Let's open this up, you guys, to just some Q&A. And we did not do the last question of the stream last time, partially because we had the blackout, the great blackout of 2024.
We did have the great blackout.
We made a few adjustments, cleared out the memory card, and did another thing. So hopefully we won't have a blackout for a while.
Yeah.
Even though they're kind of fun.
Crash Mondo, thank you for y'all super chat.
Crash in the house. What's Crash saying here? Thank you, Crash.
He says, not entirely true, Morgan. We had wars under Trump. They just weren't new wars. They were left over from Obama and Bush. Yes,
Crash,
that is true.
Crash is an informed political individual.
Yes.
Let's open it up, you guys. What do you want to talk about? What's on y'all's mind? What's on your mind? What's on your heart? What questions do you have?
Yeah, tell us.
I'm just going to...
lay it on us.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, man. I'm not a fan of Trump's attacks on other people that are in his corner or that are very... much good for the Republican Party and what they're doing, good for the conservative movement, good for Christianity. I don't like it. There's plenty of stuff. I could pull a Beth Moore sometimes when Trump does something that really gets to me, and maybe I would, but I'm also very outspoken against the ungodly leftist policies and the ungodly politicians that are, you know, trying to get elected. Yeah. So, Beth, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning to do any 24 hours with episodes with Catholics or Orthodox Christians?
What's the difference between, help us out live chat, I genuinely am curious, what's the difference between a Catholic and an Orthodox Christian? Or are they just kind of overlapping each other? When I think Orthodox, I think
I don't think Orthodox Christians have, like, fathers and Pope.
A what now?
The Pope.
Would be the Orthodox Christians recognize the Pope the same way Catholics do?
No, I think they do not.
Oh, they do not.
That's my thought.
I'd have to think on that. I'm not sure who asked that question. I'd have to think on that and perhaps have a figure, maybe a Catholic figure that I'm familiar with and that I've kind of observed the way that they... the platform they have, and we'd think about it.
Yes. Orthodox do not recognize the Pope.
I personally am not a fan of the relationship that Catholics have with the Pope. I am not a fan of those dynamics. So that makes me appreciative of Orthodox Christians that they do not have that relationship. Let's see. I saw LA Revival in the chat. What is up, LA Revival? LA Revival asked, where are you, LA Revival? Where'd you jump off to? Who should be Trump's vice president? In the live chat right now, we're getting we're getting extra political in this live chat. Who should be Donald Trump's vice president? You know, Nikki Haley, when everything first started, I didn't know much about her, and I was kind of like, ooh. But I've been hearing such... like, conservatives that I respect are just not fans of her.
Yeah, same.
Like, not fans at all. And so, I'm just like, without knowing much about her, I am...
I'd say Ron or Vivek. I don't think Vivek would be, but...
I think Vivek would be more likely than Ron.
Really?
It'll be interesting to see. Trump was asked recently, who was it that asked him? Megyn Kelly, maybe, asked him, who are you thinking for VP? And he said, pretty sure if I'm remembering correctly, he said, I got my eye on somebody. Or like, I've got it in the works.
That's funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mike Pence, IK says. that ship has sailed for a while. I thought that there was something special there, but the ship ended up crashing into the dock pretty hard.
Who? Oh, Mike Pence.
Pence,
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Ben Carson. Ooh.
Ben Carson, is he even an option?
That could be cool. I like Ben Carson.
He's a nice guy.
Ben Carson is the GOAT, the Archon says. Timmy Jesus Freak says, Nikki Haley is awful, in all caps. I saw someone else I like. Who's the representative for Kentucky? Rand Paul came out, really thought it was interesting. He said, I'm not going to tell you who I'm endorsing yet, but there's things that I like about Trump. There's things that I like about Vivek and DeSantis. I'll tell you who I am absolutely, he said this like with passion, who I'm absolutely not endorsing, and that is Nikki Haley.
Whoa.
So that's what I'm saying. Like,
yikes.
Yeah. So I'm not liking that.
Interesting.
Let's see, guys. Stephanie Kemper says, will there be a 24 hours with any of the other demon slayers?
Demon slayers.
We did have Mike Signorelli comment on the trailer that we dropped. And we had, who was it that just followed us?
Jenny Weaver.
So we got some of the names floating around the project.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah, those of you who are going to be watching our video dropping soon, Isaiah does mention some of the other demon slayers, if you will. I want to be careful in how much I say. You will see it very soon, but I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised if other deliverance ministers, controversial figures, are in future episodes. Would you?
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll probably happen.
Highly probable.
Abby Kess says, Orthodox Christians are different from Catholics because they change the Trinity by saying the Holy Spirit only comes from the Father. They also define God in more mysterious terms.
Seems strange.
Teft says, Catholics view Mary and the saints as like VIPs who can put in a good word for them in heaven. Teft, you said it in a humorous way, but that is kind of what my understanding is. Because, you know, why are they praying to the saints? They are praying to the saints, to my knowledge, to put in a good word from to the big man upstairs.
Yeah.
Taylor Hens, all right. Taylor Hens says, hot take, as a woman, I do not agree with women as presidents. Morgan, I don't know if I've really asked you that. In the live chat right now, women presidents. No, I'm not trying to get too divisive. If there's a woman that stands on lots of good, you know,
I don't
footing.
I think that she should be president just because she stands on good things.
If we had someone like, who's like a woman that we really, if we had Ally Beth Stuckey, or even Candace Owens going up in this election against Joe Biden, I'd vote for them in a heartbeat.
Yeah, of course. But I wouldn't necessarily agree that they should be doing that, well, running for president.
Why are you so sexist?
Oh, brother. It's just not meant to be that way. I love it or hate it. It's the truth.
Wow. Wow.
And if you can't accept it, then you're just not confident enough as a woman.
Oh my goodness, babe.
LA Revival says the right woman, yes. No, LA Revival. There is no right woman. Unless she never got married. She never had kids.
Okay.
She just, like, literally the Lord was like, I'm keeping you to the side so that you can one day run this country. But even then, I say no. We just...
What about
our... We live in a world. She goes over to China. They're not going to respect her.
Man, Morgan is... Do you realize you're going off right now?
I'm just saying. The things that nobody wants to say.
I don't know. I think you're maybe... I'm not saying that I would like jump at the... Like to vote for a woman over a man if they're two, you know, equally good candidates. I think having a male at the head of our nation is probably a better move. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't come down as hard as you.
LA Revival, I knew you were going to bring up Deborah. Woo! Woo! I just don't think that that's a good enough example.
You think that's more of an outlier example?
Yeah.
Like that's the exception rather than the rule.
Definitely. So yeah, there might be an exemption.
Even surely LA Revival would admit in the Old Testament judges that was more of an exception than a rule.
Yeah, I mean, there might be an exception one day for a really incredible godly woman that the Lord has set aside to use to run this country, but I think that it would be like really, really something. Quite the exception. Because I'm being serious. I don't think that Russian leaders would respect our country having a woman. I just don't. I think that's... We live in that type of world. Love it or hate it. Like, that's the world we live in. There are a ton of men, male leaders across the world who are going to look at America and be like...
What about...
And they're doing that right now with Biden, too. So, I mean, you know.
What about Octavia B saying a woman can do anything a man can do? Oh, no. Morgan's choking on her drink. She's choking. Lauren says, I agree with Morgan. Stephanie Kemper says that was a judgment, I believe, discussing Deborah being right. The judge. Mm-hmm. Deborah was brought up as a judge, not queen.
Exactly, Abby. If I remember right, Deborah was only a judge because the man would not step up. You are correct.
Well, LA Revival just said Morgan and the transformed wife are soulmates.
Okay, I rebuke that, but...
You're my little transformed wife.
Stop.
Give your man a kiss.
No!
Give your man a kiss! I'm just saying you're a transformed wife. You're a wife who's been transformed.
By what?
God. That's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. Submissive. Extra submissive.
Oh my goodness.
Timmy Jesus Freak says Deborah was set in a place for judgment, not leadership. Whoa.
So make as many judges women as you want.
However, it wouldn't a judge, and you look back at that time, her leading the troops to battle, that entailed some leadership. Come on, Timmy. It entailed some leadership. That quote is going on Reddit. You're my little transformed wife. Ooh, oh, as a girl, God. I agree with Morgan, Alicia Barnes says. Mark Moore, responding to LA Revival, says the transformed wife would not want Morgan to lead worship at church.
See, we're not one and the same. Thank you very much.
The Archon. What's up, the Archon? Paul, next time I see Mike Signorelli, I'll mention 24 Hours With. Yeah. Do it.
And Lauren says, not Mike Signorelli.
Oh.
Lauren, that's not the heart. That's not the right heart to be having right now, girl. With this new project, 24 Hours With, okay? Open your heart to what the Lord might want to reveal to you.
Open your heart. Let fate decide.
Not saying you'll walk away from that video, if we ever do a video with Mike, that you'll walk away being like, I agree with everything he says. No, you might walk away and be like, I disagree with even more of what he says. But ooh. I can see he has a walk with the Lord, and I can respect and appreciate that. And I can trust that the Lord is using him in ways that he's not using me and won't use me, and he'll use me in other ways.
I suspect...
That's the hard part.
I suspect that some of these...
Project.
These Christian influencers, demon slayers, will watch our video with Isaiah, and it'll be fun to see hopefully some engagement there. Guys, I'm so excited.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Did I say something that?
Okay, just wrote that in.
Okay, I have even though it's been a ton of work, long hours. It's our first one, so it's gonna involve more of us. I'm just kind of working out the kinks, and that's happened more back and forth, figuring out exactly what we want this to be and look like. Sorry, hold on. I had to get it out.
Goodness.
I had to get it out. That was because this pop.
I cannot.
It's a soda. But all in all, I can't remember. I'm being totally sincere. I'm trying to think back. Morgan, I cannot remember the last time I was this excited to release a project, a video.
Never. We've never been this excited. Are you kidding me? We've never done anything like this in our 7 years of YouTube. This is what the Lord has been preparing us for, leading us on a voyage for the past 7 years.
Praise
the
Lord.
Get here.
You know, it's going to be really fun to see this thing continue, but I'm so excited for this first episode.
But it won't continue if you guys don't, you know.
Okay, Morgan, that
become
was...
Become patrons.
That was literally the worst pitch. That was the worst pitch for support I've ever heard in my life.
It's true, though. It's the reality.
The reality is we have...
The reality is we're quitting YouTube if this doesn't work.
Okay. Stream over. Morgan, into the other room.
I'm not joking. No.
Listen, we're obviously making a big deal about... We have 14 patrons
help
supporting...
Yes, Lord.
Okay, can you just pause for a minute and not say anything else that will sink this whole ship? We're making a huge deal out of the support that we already have and the support that hopefully we'll continue to have as you guys see the product that is being put out into the world. We believe in the mission. We believe in the product. The support is growing. Oh, 14 yeah. people already at $24 patrons. We're excited for the perks that they're going to receive. We've had other people do donations, support on Patreon and other tiers. We're getting support and we're going to need a good amount of support for this thing to take off and succeed.
Exactly what I just said.
In the long term. I said it though and chose words that were so much more palatable and
people appreciate reality.
So much more motivational. That was so much more motivational.
It's doom and gloom over here, baby.
Super chat with Josh Miller. Thank you, Josh, for your generosity, bro.
Thank you, Josh. 24 hours with Paul Washer, Vody Bakum, and Steven Lawson. LOL.
Honestly, we've been weighing out you guys.
Definitely.
Especially on Patreon, you guys.
Nothing's off the limits.
You guys weigh in, but I'm wanting there to be kind of like a face of, and the Archon is not going to love me even saying it because he's so anti-Calvinism. But kind of like the face of Calvinism or the face of cessationism. Like, I think we need that person.
Oh, we have to.
And the three people, the we three must. People that Josh Miller just mentioned, Paul Washer, Vody Bakum, Steven Lawson, all are kind of the faces. It would be fun to have someone maybe a little younger because I believe all those three of those guys are at least 50. Where we got this Isaiah Saldivar coming in. He's 32 years old, and he's just this firecracker charismatic. And we just, man, there's so much that we discuss in this video.
We're going to pick a really old person this next time.
I think it would be fun to have, is there, you know, a young, fiery...
I'm just kidding. We're not going to pick an old person. Nobody wants that.
Is there a young, fiery Calvinist that's like so, just believes so... strongly.
Thank you, Lauren. I knew I would win someone over.
What did Lauren say?
She said, hilarious pitch, Morgan. You won me over.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you for your generosity, Lauren. But, like, someone just said...
This blanket is great, guys.
Justin Peters, which, Alex, that's another example. That would be one of the faces. But again, it's all these older people. But then you have so, and Isaiah talked
about
this.
One guy, Colin, something, something.
Isaiah literally said, and we kind of debated it a little bit, but he kind of had a point here. He said,
Kenneth Copeland.
Isaiah, I'm just like spilling a little bit of some stuff that was discussed. He was like, the faces online of...
We would never do anything with Jesse Lee Peters.
Hold on. The faces online the people online that represent Calvinism and cessationism, he said that generation is kind of getting older and older and dying out, and there's so much like younger.
Rest in peace.
There's so many younger people energized about going after the gifts, the charismatic, just more in that field. And I was thinking, I was like, is that true that like the people that really represent more of the cessationist are all older?
Kind of.
Because I'd like to find some younger people if they exist. I mean, you know, Alan Parr, I believe, would lean more in that, to that side. Mm-hmm. But he would not be as radical as several of those others previously mentioned.
But he's also oldish.
Ooh, Timmy Jesus Freak.
No offense, Alan, if you're watching.
Timmy Jesus Freak with the super chat. That is a good, these, like, someone from, like, Apologia. Apologia Studios.
Gosh, thank you for your super chat. Paul just keeps talking.
Hold on. Timmy said someone from Apologia Studios would be great, or Colin Miller, Fight for Truth. That's who you mentioned.
That's what I was talking about.
That's true. Apologia Studios would be maybe a little more balanced. Ali Beth Stuckey, a little more balanced, but more on that side. And I talked with Isaiah about Ali Beth Stuckey. Someone like that.
Oh, we know, Josh, who... John MacArthur is, you crazy pants. Thank you for your super chat.
So yeah, I'll stop. But that there is plenty of those type.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Timmy, for that super chat.
Josh Miller, yes. We know he's an oldie. He's like in his 80s now, John MacArthur.
Yeah, Superman says 24 hours with Lil Nas X. I'd have to do a full on rebuking and...
If he were to continue,
holy water.
If he were to really press in,
oil.
If he were to really press in,
oh yeah, he's not even a believer. Scratch that.
Press into Christianity.
Todd White from Wretched for Calvin. Wait, Todd Friel, you mean? From
Todd
Wretched?
Friel is who you meant.
Yes, he's old.
He's another oldie.
He's an oldie. Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe Ali Beth Stuckey.
Is she Calvinist?
I think she says she's Reformed. Does Ali Beth Stuckey say she's Calvinist?
Yeah, I'd be putting Lil Nas through a deliverance. That's for sure, Crash.
We'd need to get Isaiah over here for Lil Nas X.
We'd need the whole Demon Slayer team. Are you kidding me?
I saw someone earlier say that Mike Signorelli is their pastor.
No. Tell him we said hey. Hello, not from New York City, but you're in New York City and we're not. So stupid.
So how would you say that?
I don't know. How would you say
You'd
that?
Say, hello, New Yorker.
Hello, New York City person.
Yeah. But...
See, LA Revival says Reformed equals Calvinist. A lot of Reformed people say no, it doesn't.
I think.
I don't know.
Personally, you can have a Reformed person that's a little more balanced than a full-on Calvinist.
Yeah. Oh, we love Melissa Doherty.
Oh, she'd be a good one.
But she's not Calvinist.
But she would push back on
a lot
of the stuff that a very like heavy charismatic would.
Yes.
That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Morgan, you guys be thinking and like writing in.
I'm saying that yes, Allie is a Calvinist.
Ooh.
Very interesting. Mark Moore, thank you for your super chat. He says, how about those Dallas Cowboys? I couldn't tell you a single thing about the Dallas Cowboys except that their uniforms are blue, I think.
You just called them Dallas Cowboys. Hey.
See, guys, nothing but doom and gloom over here.
The Callous Dow Boys. Morgan August. I believe what Mark is saying because he did the crying laughing
Somebody
face.
Save that for me.
Thank you for your super chat, Mark Moore, by the way. I think they went down in epic fashion.
Oh, okay.
I think that there was like, because I even saw, I think it was a TikTok video of a guy with the Dallas Cowboys shirt, and they just got beat bad, and he smashes the TV. Like, smashes it. So I think there were high hopes for them.
Who smashed the TV?
your brother?
Someone smashed a TV. Is that what you just said? Someone smashed the, like, punched their TV.
Because he was so mad that the Cowboys were going down in flames. It was a TikTok video. Oh.
My brother?
Is that what happened? Wow. Yeah, they got beat bad.
Go sports ball.
Okay, Mark Moore says, I'm a Packers fan, so I've been celebrating the Packers beat them without even their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
Are
Rogers.
We really talking about football right now?
Okay, sorry. But thank you, Mark Moore, for that.
Thank you, Mark.
The Archon weighs in by saying, Reformed equals Calvinist, but not all Calvinists equal Reformed. Is that true, the Archon?
Stephanie said, I will call them the Callous Dowboys for the rest of my life.
And I like that you said it and you just moved right on.
I couldn't even tell you that I said that. Like, it's still like I totally said Dallas Cowboys in my brain.
I want to go back and find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
Morgan is making me roll.
Oh, good. I wondered.
But yeah, the Archon, I just don't know if that's totally true, that Reformed equals Calvinist. I don't think it does.
You know what's nice is that we can keep up with our chat. When we were on Isaiah Saldivar's, not that, you know, having 1,500 people on a live stream wouldn't be fun, but like, wow, his chat was crazy. It was just, you couldn't even like keep up or respond to people. People couldn't have conversations with one another. That's for sure.
How crazy was that conversation?
Insane.
Anybody in the live chat, did you all tune in when we were on with Isaiah? That conversation got interesting for show. Yeah. The Archon says, my father-in-law said it, referring to Reformed equals Calvinist. IK says, I know a super Reformed young guy you should speak with, Brandon Robertson.
Does he have a platform? Because if he doesn't, he doesn't matter.
You are saying stuff in such insensitive ways.
You know, I think it's my pregnancy. I'm just like,
what you meant to say was that.
To say it in a nice way.
What do you mean by that?
Why the heck would we talk to a random guy that IK knows, but no one else does?
IK, I apologize for my wife's behavior. I sincerely do.
Sorry.
Brandon Robertson, I think IK might be referring to someone who actually has a platform. You're saying.
Oh, okay, good. I mean, I figured IK would not just be like, my next door neighbor is Reformed, so you should talk to him. I know that he's smarter than that.
Let me look up Brandon Robertson. Hey, that's the thing, though. There are plenty of topics where we'd talk to anybody. You're just saying.
Not for our 24 hours with.
That you need to clarify that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We're talking, trying to find a person.
But he could have just meant, hey, like this guy would be able to explain the difference between Reformed and Calvinist well. And you're over here being like, if he's not famous, I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, he said, no, it's a joke. Brandon Robertson is just super progressive Christian.
Oh man, okay.
So, see, he deserved my sass.
He still doesn't deserve it.
You did.
You made it sound like, I will not talk to anyone who's not royalty. I mean, come on, babe.
I was specifically talking about our 24 hours with
you
videos.
You need to clarify.
And if you people don't understand that, I'm sorry.
You need to clarify. All right, last question of the live stream. You guys know it's that time of question. Keep it fun. Keep it light. Keep it weird. Keep it weird. I said it. Keep Kentucky weird. I've seen that shirt for different states.
Yeah, I'm sure it's every state. Keep blah, blah, weird.
Write it in. Let's go out with a bang. What is our last question for the stream? Pro Brandon Robertson. Oh, wait. Is Brandon Robertson the priest that wears, like, the rainbow robes and stuff? Like, the gay... Isn't he, like, a gay minister or something? Yeah, that's who. Wow, okay, that is actually funny.
I couldn't tell you anything. See? So he did deserve my sass.
Brandon Robertson. Is it? Oh, my goodness. Reverend Brandon Robertson.
Wow, okay.
Oh, he debated there with Allie Beth Stuggy. Oh, that was brutal.
I can't believe she did that, honestly. It seems like a waste of time.
Morgan, look who's in the chat.
Who?
Our friend Nikki Philippi.
Nikki!
Isn't Brandon Robertson the guy who says he low-key thinks Jesus was gay? LOL. Brandon Robertson, no. When it comes, Morgan, it comes to heresy, mm-hmm.
He's at the top.
I was going to say, you got God is gray.
Oh,
when it comes to people,
okay.
People claiming to be Christians, but that are just espousing just horrible doctrines and unbiblical heresy. Mm-hmm. God is gray. And then Brandon Robertson, I mean, he is at like high. I'm just saying it, dude. Like, that's just, it is what it is.
Sad.
Brandon Robertson. IK, you are just stirring up drama, aren't
See?
You?
See, and you gave me a hard time for giving him sass. Thank you, Crash, for your super chat.
Crash, you have been so generous today, man. Thank
yes.
you.
When I learned Reformed doctrine in college, it was pretty much 5-point Calvinism. However, not all Reformed are cessationists. John Piper, for example.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the difference between like Calvinist and then Reformed. Reformed maybe would say they're not cessationists.
Would
but
you
Calvinists
say,
would say they are.
Would you say pretty much all Calvinists are cessationist? I mean, we have like
yes.
the general idea of these things.
Is Ally Bassucky really a cessationist? That makes me sad if that's true. We need her to change her mind on that.
Who was it recently? Someone, a famous person in this camp, said they weren't cessationist. There, I mean, I have one of our good friends, local good friends, says
who
I am
we will not be interviewing for 24 hours with
because he's just our friend
and you don't know him.
He's not someone a public figure, right? You just need to clarify your words, babe. Our friend says he's Reformed through and through, and he's not a cessationist. I would say more Reformed people are a little more balanced, if you will, than the Calvinists, who I would say are like way over here. But that's just my take.
Mm-hmm. All right, last question. Pick it. No, don't make me.
Fine.
Please. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yeah, sing for us while I find this, babe.
What
here. Sing this song in like your actual good voice.
It's hard to sing this song in a good voice when, like, you know, it's a kid song.
Halle B needs deliverance? Now you sound like, don't start ganging up on Allie Beth like I got ganged up on in Isaiah's chat.
Wow. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. Wow, that's horrible. What a privilege to carry.
What in the... Hey, you got a great voice. What's happened to you?
I don't know what the tune is.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
okay, you're done. Disappointing.
Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. I don't know how to sing this song. It's just awful.
It's a little better, babe, and I appreciate you trying.
I tried, but that was just horrendous. Christian said, well, you tried, Morgan. Correct. I tried.
All right.
And then went terribly wrong.
Oh, Superman, this live was fire. Thanks, bro. Thank you, Superman. Another one. Yeah, there's lots of interesting options. I honestly, you guys, for our 24 hours with, I have a list now of probably 25 people.
We get along.
And like, I got some good ones on there.
You will not be disappointed, but it's never going to happen if you don't support the project. So become a patron.
Yeah. Crash Mondo, you're welcome, man. It blesses me too.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Morgan, I'm kind of liking this.
Lime Lady, thank you for your super chat. What? We got to say
no,
it.
No, you're good. Cut me off. Go ahead.
When I was new to learning about Calvinism, I saw someone say they were Arminian. I thought it was a typo and responded with, cool, I'm Armenian too, but I meant the ethnicity.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, yeah. Different things. Thank you for your super chat. And Timmy, super chat. What's Timmy saying over here?
Since you guys interviewed Isaiah, would you guys interview someone like Corey Miner from the Smart Christians channel?
Timmy, I actually have watched a handful of Corey Miner's videos, and I like Corey Miner. I'm not sure. I mean, the reality is we very well could. And he actually is growing pretty fast. Like his base is growing. I think we're like kind of one of the missions here is to pull creators that like have maybe been on this platform, been in the spotlight for a while and have these big followings that are very recognizable. But Corey is growing. So, you know, who knows? Smart Christian channel. Shout out.
Lauren. Yes.
What did Lauren say?
She said, see, Morgan, it works. Kristen, thank you so much for your super chat. It says it's a character holding their hands together saying thanks.
There it is.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Kristen. All right, the final question of the stream. Let me find it real quick. I had it.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, did you find one?
If you can't find one, I have one.
Here, Morgan, I'll show you the
Although
one.
I think we've maybe done this one before, so you just ask yours first.
I mean, I'll show you and you can see. I was going to go with this one.
All right, that's fine.
All right, our final question of the live stream is this. Abby Kess says, nope. Heidi R. says, favorite Christian musician from the 90s or 2000s? Write it in the chat. I'm curious to see if any, like, one jumps ahead. Favorite Christian musician from the 90s or 2000s? I know that some of you guys might be like, oh, I like this person, and this person. Nope. Favorite. Favorite.
Is Zoe Girls and Barlow Girls two different people?
Zoe Girl and Barlow Girl are two different bands, but similar flavors.
Well, rats, and I can't remember which one was my favorite, but it was
you
one
like
of
the
them.
One that sang "Stand in the Rain, ba 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 ba, Stand Your Ground, ba 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 ba."
Never heard that song in my life. I like
that
the
was
one
their big hit
with Alyssa Childers in it. Was that Barlow Girls? I think that was Barlow Girl.
Alyssa Childers, she'd be a good one too.
Yeah. She's on our list, right?
No.
Wow. How the heck did you not put Alyssa Childers?
She would be more on the reformed, right? Isn't she very kind of similar
she's
to like
the
a
side of Melissa?
Melissa Doherty. But maybe she wouldn't consider herself reformed. Well,
Alyssa was in Zoe Girl. Okay. Then it was Zoe Girl. They were my first concert, I think.
Oh, really? You went and saw them?
Yep. Alyssa. My parents took me and my friend.
Did they put on a good show?
Yes. From what I remember, I think I was like 6.
Wow, 6 years old and you were jamming to...
I was jamming. Mm. Look how pink my elbow is.
What did you do to make it so pink?
I was just leaning on it.
Let's see.
A lot of people saying Keith Green.
Oh, Keith was good. He was... Wasn't he more 80s?
Okay, I guarantee you Legacy Kane was not out around in the 90s or...
Yeah, in the 2000s.
Kane, the band?
We can call... I mean, technically...
They just got popular like 2 years ago. But
couldn't 2000s be like 2000...
No!
20?
We're talking like 2005.
No.
Or later.
Okay, I'm changing the question.
Or past.
I'm changing the question.
No, up to 2010. That's like the farthest you can go.
I'm changing it.
No.
Favorite Christian artist from the 90s... all the way up through today.
No, that's way too
I'm
big.
I'm sorry, babe.
90s or thousands, meaning 0 to 2009, because then it becomes a different, you know.
I love you, babe. I'm putting my foot down. 90s or today.
Nobody listened to him.
90s through today.
Because that opens the door to way too many people, and I wouldn't have said Zoe Girl.
Well, I'm trying to think of someone that I've really liked more recently.
Well, stop thinking that and talk about the 90s.
The 90s, though, like I could say, like, oh, I loved the Newsboys, which I did. But I feel like as a kid, you just kind of get caught up in a craze of what everyone else is into, and you haven't really decided for yourself why you like someone. I was just into them because all my friends were into Newsboys.
Well, I love Zoe Girl because I love them, and they were great and talented.
Well, great job that when you were 6 years old, you were such an independent thinker.
Thank you.
An independent art Christian art critic. You know,
I'm honored to be so independent from such a young age.
I guess I wasn't.
Clearly.
I mean, all of my Christian friends that I thought were cool had to do was hand me a CD of someone and say, I love them, and I immediately loved them.
Wow, that's tragic. What a sad life to live.
I loved it. Who have I loved as a Christian artist? Like, really loved.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm trying to think of someone that just has had a more of a profound impact.
Okay. Who?
Can you read a few of the people's while I confirm my answer, while I
Jesus
set my answer?
Culture, Sean Foyt, okay.
What was that about?
Meaning, that's not from the 90s. Skillet.
Ooh.
Someone said Britney Spears. I don't think they got the memo. We said Christian. Newsboys 2 for me, the Archon says.
Archon.
Tomlin. Casting Crowns, John Thurlow or Misty Edwards.
Thurlow.
Yeah, that's probably yours.
Seeing any Jesus, because I want to see.
Chris Tomlinson.
Tomlinson. Now you're thinking of from One Direction, Louis Tomlinson.
Another Tomlinson. John Thurlow. Newsboys, Skillet, Barlow Girl, Sidewalk Prophets, Michael W, Keith Green, several Keith Greens. Yeah, Kim Walker Smith.
She's got some good ones.
DC Talk.
DC was good.
Jeremy Camp, Rebecca St. James. Yeah, I liked Rebecca.
I was going to say I would probably go with Leland in the high school, college, post-college. Really liked some of the stuff they were putting out, and I connected with it well. Leland. Look them up.
All right.
Love you guys very much. Be ready next week, 24 hours with episode 1. Patrons,
or watch the watch party on Sunday.
24 tier patrons. Sunday will be post.
Up.
24 tier patrons and up. Thank you. We'll be posting about it. Sunday watch party. Bring your popcorn. We're excited to watch this with you all. Extended cut, baby. Extended cut. Let's go. Love you all. Ooh. Be blessed. Until next time. Have hope.
And be free. Bye. Thanks.